CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
Wednesday night, a hosting agreement between the municipality of South Bruce and the Nuclear Waste Management Organization was passed. The agreement covers all options, whether the municipality is chosen as the site of a deep geological repository or not. It was also shaped by a decade's worth of community consultation. Lise Morton, vice president of site selection for NWMO, says the agreement is comprehensive but doesn't signal a decision.
I think the municipality did a very good job a couple of years ago establishing 36 principles that we really needed to strive towards meeting in the agreement. So I think we've done a good job collectively to make sure that we address every one of those principles. But I think what's most important for people to understand as well is that this is still just the beginning. Obviously, the community still needs to make a decision. And in each of the siting areas, but in this one in particular, we still need a decision as well from Saugeen Ojibwe Nation. And then if we select this siting area, then again, that's still just the beginning.
South Bruce will hold a referendum on the hosting decision from October 21st to 28th this fall. One person is dead following an ATV crash last night in North Perth. At 11:30 p.m. last night, Perth County OPP responded alongside Perth County Paramedic Services and the North Perth Fire Department to a serious crash on Line 72 east of Perth Road 158 in North Perth. A passenger vehicle and ATV had crashed. The driver of the ATV, a 70-year-old from Toronto, was pronounced deceased at the scene. The driver of the passenger vehicle was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police have confirmed that the area of Perth Line 72 between Perth Road 158 and Road 154 reopened just after 3 p.m. this afternoon. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone who may have witnessed this crash or has any information should contact Perth County OPP or Crime Stoppers. We're already seeing more motorcycles on the road due to nicer weather. Until Sunday, May 5th, OPP will be patrolling roads to ensure drivers are safe and motorcyclists are complying with the law. For drivers of other vehicles, Constable Craig Solden has some advice.
Sometimes you just have to give them a little bit more space. Try to make eye contact with motorcycle operators, for example, at an intersection. Eye contact is important. Just please keep an extra eye out for them. Sometimes a motorcycle or a pedestrian could get lost in the pillar of your vehicle, a blind spot. Please be aware. Just take an extra second or two just to make sure that when you're pulling out from an intersection, there isn't a motorcycle operator in that blind spot.
Motorcyclists can expect to be pulled over for a check of the bike, license, and blood alcohol level if appropriate. Environmental groups say the Liberal government is giving up its authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions through proposed amendments to the Federal Impact Assessment Act. The changes, which are included in the government's legislation to implement the 2024 budget, are a response to a Supreme Court ruling in October that said the act ventured too far into provincial jurisdiction.
The Hanover Barons are seeking their first road win in the Schmaltz Cup semifinal against the Clarington Eagles tonight. The Barons lead the series 2-1 with the home team taking every game. Johnny Kay will be on the call for OHA playoff hockey tonight, and he says Hanover's Kyle Maloney will be key to getting the win.
It's been all him. He's gone and the whole team has followed him. 5 assists in game 3, and he just calms things down. He can handle the puck really well, but the last couple of games starting in the Allison series, he started to shoot more and he's been rewarded.
The game is live on AM 920 CKNX with puck drop at 7:25. No Austin Matthews for the Leafs as they try and end a 6-game losing streak on home ice in the playoffs. A win over the Bruins tonight would force a Game 7 Saturday in Boston, while a loss will likely usher in an off-season of upheaval. Game gets underway at 8 p.m. And Tiger Woods is headed to Pinehurst. The United States Golf Association announced that Woods has been granted a special exemption for June's U.S. Open. Winning the U.S. Open only grants a champion a 10-year exemption, and Woods ran out last year. For CKNX Sports, I'm Eric Thompson.
Weather for tonight, clouding over with a chance of showers, a low down to 10. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, maybe even thunderstorms, a high of 22. Tomorrow night, showers lingering, maybe some thunderstorms as well, a low of 10. On Saturday, cloudy, a chance of showers, a high hitting 20.
CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.